This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Kenya's government continues to respond to an attack on hotel and office complex in Nairobi, which resulted in more than a dozen deaths and many injuries. VOA's Mohamed Youssef has details.
Somalia-based militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed the responsibility of the attack. George Musumali is director of the Center for Risk Management in Africa.
If you look at the way this attack has been carried out, it has the hallmarks of a terror attack. And remember, this is not the first time we've witnessed this kind of method being used. And we are aware that several attacks of a similar nature have been thwarted by the security agencies based on intelligence that had been received.
The attack came a day after Kenyan court charged three men for alleged aiding the Westgate Mall attack in 2013 that claimed the lives of 67 people and injured 150. Al-Shabaab has been involved in numerous terrorist attacks in Kenya this decade, including the Westgate Mall assault. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
Tuesday was the first round of confirmation hearings for William Barr. That is President Donald Trump's pick for attorney general. He pledged to shield the special counsel Russia probe from political pressures and took issue with Mr. Trump's labeling the investigation of his inner circle contacts with Moscow as a witch hunt.
I believe the Russians interfered or attempted to interfere with the election, and I think we have to get to the bottom of it.
Barr said the special counsel could only be terminated for good cause. Russia and the United States said Tuesday that there was no progress in talks over Washington's intention to withdraw from a 1987 nuclear arms treaty because it says Moscow is violating the terms. The three-decade-old intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty bans production, testing, and deployment of land-based cruise and ballistic missiles with far ranges. President Trump has said that the U.S. would abandon the pact on February 4th or 2nd because of Russian violations. This is VOA News. British lawmakers defeated Theresa May's Brexit divorce deal by a crushing margin on Tuesday. This triggered a new confidence vote and yet more political upheaval that could lead to a disorderly divorce or even a reversal of the 2016 decision to leave. We get more from Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
The result of tonight's vote is the greatest defeat for a government since the 1920s in this House.
The deal the Prime Minister has been pushing for months lost with 202 votes versus 432, rejected by both hardliners and pro-EU lawmakers. It means the political and economic turmoil for Britain isn't going away. A crisis that May has repeatedly warned could eventually threaten the UK itself, emboldening secessionist movements in Northern Ireland and Scotland.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. U.S. President Trump contended Tuesday that a new migrant caravan leaving Honduras justifies his demand for a wall at the U.S.-Mexico border to keep them from surging into the United States. Meanwhile, the state, or stalemate, over funding the border wall continues and government remains partially shut down. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham admits his effort to force negotiations to end the standoff is a long shot.
There's no way to get a deal without the president talking to Democrats and Republicans. Nobody is going to talk seriously with each other as long as the government shut down, I think. But if you had a small opportunity a couple of weeks, that's the best chance for a breakthrough. I can't guarantee you an outcome if you give us 3 weeks, but I pretty well can guarantee you we're going nowhere quick doing what we're doing.
About 800,000 federal workers have been furloughed or ordered to work without pay during an impasse that has curtailed government services such as airport security monitoring and closed some museums and parks. China's foreign ministry Tuesday said that it was strongly dissatisfied after Canadians' Prime Minister Justin Trudeau accused China of arbitrarily sentencing a Canadian to death for drug smuggling. And the United States and North Korea plan to hold high-level talks in Washington as soon as this week.
The main topic? Probably the details of a second summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. And while it doesn't appear set in stone yet, the possible meeting does follow a recent pattern of interaction between the two sides, as Reuters' Josh Smith explains from Seoul.
There are increasing signs that U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un do want to meet in the near future. A high-level meeting between officials on both sides would indicate that both sides are trying to make more progress.
That's Reuters' Ed Giles reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.